through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Church, if you would, pray with me. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, and God, I pray that you would bless the reading of your word this morning. I pray that you would bless our time together. I pray for divine interactions, divine conversations. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would lead the people who have come to this place today to the right table, to the right people, to kindred spirits, to people who maybe they're supposed to walk through this life with. God, bless our time together. Move in the same way that you move on a typical Sunday morning in our place, and we'll say yes and amen to it. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, as I'm sure you have already noticed, and Mark has already alluded to it, this is a different day for us at Whitestone. Okay, this is our second annual. It's the second time we've done this. This is our small group kickoff. Now, what that means is we are going to have an abbreviated worship service. Mark did a few songs. I'm going to talk for about 10 minutes. Somebody asked me this morning, can you really do that? Y'all are about to find out. I want to talk for about 10 minutes, and then you all will have the opportunity. We will kind of dismiss from this portion of the service, and you'll have the opportunity to bounce around this finely decorated Boys and Girls Club gymnasium. And you can talk at all of these tables. We have small group leaders. You can have conversations with them about what their group's like. Each one of our tables has some sort of finger food or a beverage or something like that. You can try their finger food. If we got waters over here, you can grab a water there. It's just an opportunity for you to fellowship and to learn more about small groups here at Whitestone. We also have some door prizes that we're going to give away, and so you got some chances to win those. If you are here and this is just like your first time visiting with us, I know for some of you it is, or like your second or third time even, and let's just, like right now, let's just come at this from a place that this is a divine appointment for you, okay? That God, I believe God does everything on purpose. And so if you're here, it's because you're supposed to be here. And so take advantage of it. I remember telling people last year that, you know, this Sunday you will learn more about our church in 1.5 hour period than you would learn by coming to 3 or 4 in a row, because you actually will have a chance to have conversations with people in our church, conversations with small group leaders. And so I hope you'll take advantage of that. Last year, we had a family with us, and it was their second visit. Okay, it was the Tiltons, John, McKenna, Paisley, and Graham. They came to the small group kickoff. It was just their second Sunday, and I'm pretty sure they won a door prize. That's great. They signed up for a small group. They went to the Coleman small group at the Hinton's house, and now a year later, McKenna is teaching one of our small groups, and so she's at the table right over there. And so, man, for this reason, yeah, that's pretty... And so, I say that just to say, maybe God's got your name on something like that. Like, just at least come into place and trust that God's capable of doing that kind of thing, and that this is a divine appointment for you. Now, at Whitestone, the goal of our small group ministry is to connect people to the Word of God and to each other. That's our goal. We want to see people connected to the Word of God. When we talk about the Word of God, we're talking about the Bible and Jesus that is the Word. We want to see people connected to the Word of God and to each other. And the reason that's our desire is because we believe in difficult times, people need biblical truths that they can stand on, and they need friends who will stand with them. And so we want to provide people with both of those things. And the way that we structure that at Whitestone is we ask all of our members to try, if they can, to attend one small group some point throughout the week in somebody's home. Some of them meet here, some of them meet at the office, at those places. Typically you'll share a meal together, and then you'll dig into the Word of God together. And we believe that those meetings, this is the reason we devote an entire Sunday to this, is because we actually believe those meetings and those times together are just as vital to the health of our church as what we do here on Sunday mornings. And so we want to give you an opportunity to, because we think it is important, we want to give you an opportunity to meet some of our leaders and maybe to join up with one of our groups. Now, before we break into our fellowship time, I do want to share with you this morning what I believe to be the most true and most powerful thing that I have ever read on Christian small groups. Okay, this is second maybe only to the text that I just read you from Acts chapter 2. But this comes from a book by a guy named Jean Vanier. He's a French guy, called Community and Growth. And in this, it's a pretty long quote, but in this quote, he describes three phases of Christian community. Are y'all with me? I won't be long. I said 10 minutes. All right, here you go. This is the quote, Jean Vanier. I really want you to hear this. He says, almost everyone finds their early days in a community ideal. It all seems perfect. They seem unable to see the drawbacks. They see only what is good. Everything is marvelous. Everything is beautiful. They feel that they are surrounded by saints, heroes, or at the least, most exceptional people who are everything they want to be themselves. And then comes the period of letdown, generally linked to a time of tiredness, a sense of loneliness or homesickness, some setback, a brush with authority. During this time of depression, everything becomes dark. People no longer see anything but the faults of others and the community. Everything gets on their nerves. They feel they're surrounded by hypocrites who either think only of rules, regulations, and structures, or who are completely disorganized and incompetent. Life becomes intolerable. He says the greater their idolization of the community at the start, the more they put the people at its head on pedestals, the greater the disenchantment. It's from a height that you fall down a precipice. If people manage to get through this second period, they come to the third phase, that of realism and a true commitment, of covenant. Members of the community are no longer saints or devils, but people, each a mixture of good and bad, darkness and light, each growing and each with their own hope. It's at this time of realism that people put their roots down. The community is neither heaven nor hell, but planted firmly on earth, and they're ready to walk in it and with it. They accept the community and the other members as they are. They are confident that together they can grow towards something beautiful. So Vanier here is describing, he's like, this is what Christian community looks like. He's like, these are the three phases that people walk through if they're really trying to find Christian brothers and sisters, if they're trying to find true engagement in Christian community. And he says, there are three phases. He goes, the first phase is idolization. And he says, idolization is when a person joins a group or they go to a church for the first few times and they're like, oh, we found, man, this is something special. These people are different than anybody I've ever met. These people really care about me. In the stage of idolization, everything seems good. Everything seems right. You only see the good that's in people. Like, man, this is the deal. We finally found a home at this place. He goes, that's the first phase. He says the second phase for people is that they enter a stage of letdown. He goes, this is the place when you're on that journey and you start to realize, oh, these people aren't exactly what I thought they were. I mean, they've got stories. These people are sinners the same way I'm a sinner. Their lives are a mess. Maybe you get let down. You're walking through this process. Maybe they hurt you in some way. You had some expectation. They didn't meet those expectations. You had hopes. They didn't meet those hopes. Regardless of what happens, he goes, this is the process we walk through. You hit the letdown phase. And he goes, in the letdown phase, everything that people do is wrong. He's like, from your out, people in the group that just a little bit ago, they did everything right, now they can't do anything right. And you know what's funny, church, is a lot of people in the letdown phase, that's when they leave. That's when they leave their small group. That's when they leave the church because they go, oh, I liked what I was feeling, like the earlier better. And if I leave this place now, I'll go to the next place. And maybe at the next place, they'll be the ideal place. And those will be the real saints. And they'll be the great people. And so we'll go there. And so a lot of people in the letdown phase, they jump ship. That's when they jump ship. Then Vanier says, the last step in this process, the last phase, and he's like, not everybody enters into this phase, sadly, because the last phase is what he calls covenant. And he's like, man, that's the place when if you can walk through those three steps, then at the covenant phase, you realize, hey, these people aren't just saints, and they aren't just sinners. He's like, there are like me. There's good and bad in everybody. But these people do love Jesus, and we are committed to journey together towards Him. Are they going to let me down sometimes? Yes. Are they going to show up for me sometimes in ways that I didn't expect them to? Yes. But this is what true Christian community looks like. And the thing that bothers me about it is just what I said this morning, is that most people never get to that covenant phase. Most people don't push through the time of letdown into where you have real, and we have some groups here who have done that. They've been walking this road together for a long time, and they can testify to exactly what I'm talking to you about this morning. But the one thing I want to say to you really, before I give instruction and we dismiss, is I'm just encouraging you wherever you go. Man, whether you land here at our church, I'd love for you to be here. I would love for you to join one of our small groups this morning, get into it. I would love for you to do that and walk through these three phases with us. And idolization, go all the way to covenant, wherever it is you land, and push through the letdown. Do whatever you got to do to get to that place where you find real Christian community, because it's necessary. And like I've already said, I believe very strongly that all of us need biblical truths to stand on, and we need people to stand with us. And if we're ever going to get it, we're going to have to be willing to walk that road. Idolization, letdown, covenant. Man, let's find some of that covenant together this morning. All right. So, that said, I have some instructions that I want to give you, and then we are going to enter into a time of fellowship together. Are y'all good? Somebody is. So that's good. Cantrell is always good. Three sets of instructions. Here we go. Number one, our tables are ordered by the days of the week that they meet. Okay? It starts on Sunday, and it works all the way around the room to the other side, to where we end over here with the Zimmermans are Wednesdays, and then our student table is right here. The only way that that doesn't work is because Emma Cummings, hi Emma, wave to everybody. Emma screwed the whole plan up this morning because she brought in a slushy machine and she needed a plug, so she switched a couple of days in there, and so y'all just have to walk, get your slushy, and then go to Tuesday, okay? Saturday to Tuesday. So we know the days of the week. If you don't feel good about that, that's Emma's fault, and you can blame her completely for that. All right. On each of these tables, our leaders will be at those tables when you go to them. There's also information about what they're studying and what time and the location that they meet in. Now, the balloons that you'll see on the table, hopefully it's common sense, but you never know the world we live in today. If there's a blue balloon at the table, that means that men are welcome there. Pink balloon, women are welcome there. Pink and blue, men and women are welcome there. Pink and blue and green. Green means that we have childcare. So if you're looking for a group that needs childcare, that's what those balloons mean. Would you all have known that had I not said it? Okay, very good. Lucky for us, Emma didn't screw this one up. All right. Second one is, we are encouraging you to visit all of our tables. So if you're here and you're like, well, I know I'm not going to be a part of that group, I don't fit in with that group, we're encouraging you to talk to everybody. We want this time not just to be a small group time, but we want it to be a fellowship time. So bounce around. And one of the ways that we're doing this is that at each table, our leaders have tickets that they'll hand out. Every table you visit, you can get a ticket. They'll hand you one. They'll keep one. Those are going to be how we do the door prizes. About 10 till 12, we'll draw from those tickets, and you'll see whether or not, like McKenna, you want a door prize, and then you're leading a small group next year. So that's how that goes. You can get one ticket per table. Riley, only one ticket per table, okay? If Brian Lloyd wins every door prize and he's not even here, we're going to know you've done something shady. Okay. Number three, if there is a group that you're interested in, there are sign-up sheets at every table. If you sign up at one of these tables, it does not mean that you're in that group. It just means that you want more information about that group, and one of our leaders will contact you to discuss when and where the group meets and answer any questions that you might have about it. the leaders at each table. You'll see Dave Hooker over there. Dave has a lanyard around his neck. All of our leaders, at least most of our leaders except Randy Henderson, because Emma wanted two lanyards. And so Randy doesn't have a lanyard. Everybody else has a lanyard. If you want to know more about that group, that's the person you're going to want to talk to. Let me pray for the room, and then we'll divide, and you can go to what, there's no order. You can bounce to whatever table you want to. Talk to whoever you want to talk to. I love you, Emma. I'm sorry. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. God, grateful for this day, looking forward to what you're going to do with it. You are the miracle maker. Oftentimes in life, God, I have found that when I am looking properly, you exceed expectation. And so I'm praying for that this morning. I'm praying that there's somebody in this place who came in and they thought, oh, I'm just going to go visit a random church this morning. And I pray that they enter into some conversations in this place that lead to deeper relationships. I pray that we have people in the room this morning who are just acquaintances who will become friends over the coming months. God, direct us where you want us to go. Lead us into the conversations that you want us to have. Thank you for all of these people who you've brought to this place this morning. Let today be a day of divine appointment. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for being here. Bounce around.